Hachette Audio presents Carbivore, 130 healthy recipes to stop fearing carbs and embrace the comfort foods you love. Written and read by Phoebe Lapine. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF of all 130 recipes, full color photographs, and resources from the book. Disclaimer. The information in this book is true and complete to the best of our knowledge. This audiobook is intended only as an informative guide for those wishing to know more about health issues. In no way is this audiobook intended to replace, countermand, or conflict with the advice given to you by your own physician. The ultimate decision concerning care should be made between you and your doctor. We strongly recommend you follow their advice. Information in this book is general and is offered with no guarantees on the part of the authors or Hachette Go. The authors and publisher disclaim all liability in connection with the use of this book. For anyone who needs a gentle nudge toward food freedom. Introduction. If you asked me to describe my desert island meal, it would be something along the lines of what author David Sedaris answered to a similar interview question. I'd like pasta, served on a plate made entirely of pasta, with shaved pasta on top. I might even add a set of French fry flatware to eat it with, and a napkin knit from tiny strands of ramen, with which to dab my salivating mouth. Though I've never actually eaten this fantasy meal, it is safe to say that carbs and I have had a torrid love affair over the years. Sometimes my attraction is healthy. Sometimes it's not. In the moment, that pile of spaghetti can make me feel so warm, comforted, and taken care of. But friends and medical professionals warn that it's a one-sided entanglement with toxic long-term consequences. One day, at the end of our honeymoon, carbs will leave me at the bottom of Health Mountain, and I'll have no choice but to walk back up it again, all alone. I've found myself in this exact position once before. When I was 22, I was diagnosed with the autoimmune disease Hashimoto's thyroiditis. During the years that followed, I transformed from a vibrant, albeit naive, young professional who ran 4 miles a day into a thin-haired, sluggish insomniac who could barely make it up the subway steps. Having just left my corporate job to pursue a career in food, I was terrified of the idea.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?